It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, hadn't been in here for a few minutes, I've got Price City Mayor Michael Corionis. And, you know, one of the things that we spent time talking about before we came on the air was the reservoir and what's going on with that. It's been something that hasn't really been talked about a lot lately. So we're going to bring him in and we're going to talk about that and see where we stand right now and what's going on with it, and just get some information on all these things, because this is information that everybody, as I said, we want to know about it, and it just doesn't seem like we've talked about it enough lately. Mayor, thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, thanks, Dave, for being letting me be a part of this and telling our residents, both Carbon and Emery counties, I mean, really how we're all trying to work together and trying to accomplish, you know, our economic future. So this is one way we're going to accomplish that.
So, and no pun intended, let's dive in and talk about the reservoir and kind of where we sit. Maybe give a little background on the reservoir for people that may not know what's going on with that and what it would mean to us.
Okay, so, you know, when I first got in as the mayor, Garley Reservoir was the EIS process was well underway and had been accepted. And there was a lot of people when I first got in that were concerned of that location. So with that being said, we did a timeout and we talked with the NRCS. That's, you know, Tony Bills, and he used to be a resident here in Price, Utah. And so he basically was listening to us. And so we said, okay, we'll look at other potential sites, and we needed the money to do that. And the NRCS gave us $600,000 to look at these other sites, because we were listening to our residents and their concerns, you know, of that Garley Reservoir site. So with that being said, and with the money that was appropriated for this study, we looked at 26 sites for a reservoir, a lower retention basin. Out of all those 26, we whittled down to 4 sites that we're going to look at of building our lower retention basin. And once we chose where we wanted to be, now there's an environmental impact study that has to happen. And we look at all the plants. So from vegetation to those little critters that are going to be where that reservoir is going to be, that's where we were. And from that study, we're at the end of it for the reservoir, but last summer, we had the BLM, the NRCS, the EPA. We had a lot of different agencies that came to talk about our reservoir and look at the sites and what we were up against. And really, we all remember how the drought was affecting us all, and we've all gave credit as elected officials applauding our citizens to cut back on their water. So from that visit of the EPA and everybody, the EPA asked us, we want you to pipe your canals and all the different irrigation systems. Because I've always said Emery County has been a model for the state on what they've accomplished in using those pressurized systems on their agricultural fields. So with that being said, we started another process of looking and piping our canals, and we're right now in the first year of that, and it should be done by next, 2024. So the 4 sites that we've chosen, Garley is number 4, but up Consumers, we have 3 potential sites for a reservoir. And like Dave, like I was telling you earlier, Huntington North is a 3,000 acre foot or 3,000 maybe plus acre foot reservoir. The reservoir that we're planning to build is a 7,500 acre foot reservoir. So not only for our industrial maybe needs for our future, but agricultural needs. Here's the recreational aspect of a 7,500 acre foot reservoir that could be built up consumers so that it would serve carbon in Emory counties. Emory County has a lot of reservoirs to go to, but so it would serve Carbon County, but also all those vehicles we've seen on US 6 with those boats attached and those campers attached. Now, would they be able to, you know, come to our community, make us sustainable economic wise to enjoy the, our area? You know, those are the things that we're working on with this reservoir.
And that's the great thing about it, as you said, you know, the opportunities there are great because you've got plenty. It's a beautiful area up there.
Oh,
there's
it is.
Plenty of room for a campground and campsites and things like that. And people could go and take their camper and their boats and everything and go and recreate and take the weekend and go do that. But be here.
Exactly. And so, you know, this reservoir, if people don't realize what our farmers have been able to accomplish with what water we've been blessed with. You know, when those guys ordered their water from Schofield, and the time it takes to get from Schofield to their head gates, the saturation and evaporation is huge. And so with this lower retention basin or the reservoir, you want it, whatever you want to call it, now that we're minimizing substantially the loss of water to their head gates, they see the benefit of this. And so this is, you know, gaining the traction of the Army Corps of Engineers, the state, the NRCS, you know, the EPA. Everybody is seeing the benefit of having this reservoir and where it's at be a benefit for everyone.
And so as of right now, where do we stand with it? What are we waiting on? What's the next steps?
So for right now, all the engineering for the reservoir is pretty much done. So we're going to pipe the water to this reservoir from right after Helper. There's a diversion dam for the Gay Ditch right there. And so we would build a facility there to take that water off of the Price River and put it in pipes, and it would run all the way along US 6 to the reservoir right above consumers there. The other thing that we were talking about is a trail to tie Price and Helper together so that we would put a trail over that pipe to for biking or walking or whatever. So where we're at in that, your question, we're at the end of the reservoir project and all the engineering for it. Now we're on to the engineering of the canals. They want to put the two projects together rather than separate them. Because I want the reservoir now, you know, and they're saying we need to put them together for the funding purposes. I'm not the expert, you know, they are.
Let them figure that out.
Exactly.
You just know how you want it to look and what it needs to be like when it's
yeah,
done.
Yeah, I hope the vision that I see will happen.
All right, and once again, this is going to be a great thing for our area as far as, you know, the recreation and for, you know, water retention and those things. So that's one of those things. I think that people maybe don't realize that they kind of need to look at is every time you see water going over the waterfall there by the golf course, just wave goodbye to it.
Exactly.
Because it's gone. We're not getting it back.
Well, Dave, here's the other thing that, you know, from this study, Trouts Unlimited has been involved with these discussions, and we're looking at those species, those fish that are in that river. Just to give you an idea, so there's a bluehead chub that sits behind those businesses in Helper. So, you know, that little retention wall that they've built so they can float down that river, you know, we're looking at how we protect that species and that fish so that it stays in there. Because if we sweep the river for the retention basin, we could put harm there. But we're coming up with ways and solutions to protect that fish. And there's fish down below Price City that there's another species of fish there that we're looking at in that river. So that's what this EIS, you know, scope is looking at. We're looking at everything so that as we start putting the shovel to the dirt, we don't get blindsided by something.
Absolutely, and that's the best way to do it. So, of course, anything new comes up or anything like that, give me a holler. We'll get you on the air, and we'll talk about it, because this is great information, as I said, that people need to know.
I hope this information, share it with people. And if they have any questions, call you, call me, and we'll talk about this, because I think this is something for our future economically that will help us.
Most definitely. All right, we've been speaking with Price City Mayor Michael Corianis about the retention basin, the lower level reservoir, whatever you want to call it, and kind of where we sit with it right now. Mayor, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, Dave, this is my pleasure. Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.